the discussion started not quite 2 years ago, and it grew out of a process the Philharmonic was going through, which we called our Business Model Review Group. And basically what we were doing was taking a look at everything we were doing and trying to determine how are we going to stay viable in the future? How are we going to avoid the types of kind of cataclysmic interruptions to service that have afflicted orchestras across the country. We were facing considerable financial challenges, given that the industrial legacy that allowed Dayton to have a Philharmonic Orchestra and an art institute and so forth had changed considerably over recent years. And we wondered if the ballet and the opera had the same concerns. So, you know, we rather suspected that they did. So we said, let's see if they're interested in talking with us and if this is an idea that has any legs. And so we began the discussions with the three board chairs and the three executive directors, and it has just gradually gained momentum from there.
What does the new Dayton Performing Arts Alliance mean for the individual organizations that make up its membership?
Well, I think for each organization, it means a streamlined, combined administrative structure that for the ballet will offer them an opportunity to have a fully professional marketing and development operation. For the Philharmonic, it will allow us to keep an experienced staff in place, which otherwise might have been in question due to ongoing financial pressures. We think it presents an opportunity for the three organizations to not only operate in the most efficient way, but to operate in a way that will call attention to the very good things that we're doing here and the very high quality of the arts that we have in Dayton.
You have already started this process, but there are going to be opportunities for these organizations to work together artistically in performances that audiences attend.
Yes, that's right. Now, as you might expect, like all arts organizations, we plan very far ahead. And so a lot of the 12-13 season, the season that's going to begin in September, was already in place as the merger discussions moved into their final phase. But there are going to be a number of things where I think audiences will immediately see the impact of the merger. And, of course, probably the most significant of those, just in terms of the number of people who will see it, will be live music for our production of The Nutcracker in December. And we're very excited about pairing the outstanding production of Dayton Ballet with Neil Gittleman and the musicians of the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. We think it's going to be a fantastic combination.
Helfrich says the combined arts organization looks to be on solid financial footing for the current fiscal year. Paul Helfrich is the president and CEO of the new Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. I'm Steve Hirschberg.